BBC Radio 2's Love Where You Live campaign, which I played a little promotional jingle about earlier, has been running this week, celebrating the spirit of the local community. We've been asking how well you know your neighbours, looking at how to get involved in your local community. And we've no better man to tell us more about this. A special pause for thought, very special. We're delighted to welcome once again the Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Rowan Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for the welcome.
Well, we're delighted to see you.
Well, thinking of this campaign, I'm afraid the first thing that came to mind was the saying, "I'm a great lover of humanity, it's just the people I can't stand." Can't remember who said that first, but it does ring a lot of bells, I'm afraid. The fact that it's obviously nonsense reminds us that it's really no use making noises about how much people ought not to get into conflicts with each other, or how sad it is when they turn their backs on reconciliation, unless we show some sign of being ready and willing ourselves to get involved with the people next door. And I guess at the moment all of us are feeling a bit disoriented as we look at the state of our society, wondering how we can hold together as a nation. The awful risk is that we somehow get to think that the way to hold ourselves together is to be even more suspicious of strangers or people who are in any way different. But part of the long-term answer is just being committed to the community we live in, being willing to volunteer where we can for sharing the burdens, or just being a welcoming presence for the stranger. Nothing really replaces a good neighbour. Somebody who doesn't just share the space we happen to live in, but someone who's willing as well to share the hopes and the joys and the problems. But loving where we live isn't about restricting our love to the people next door. It's more about learning from our experience of loving the people next door that we can actually relate to people further away as well, because we've learned that other people aren't necessarily a problem, they're a gift. And of course we learn that best by trying to make ourselves a gift to them. And as a Christian, of course, I look to the Bible for support for this idea. When Jesus talks about neighbours, what he stresses is the fact that you've got to start by knowing and loving and looking after the person who's just there under your nose, never mind whether they're the kind of person you want to go on holiday with. And I think if we get that straight, a great deal could change in our society, and we might begin to see what trust could achieve, and why trust matters so much for each one of us, for all our communities and for our nation.
Thank you. That's the Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Rowan Williams. As I say, how nice to have you with us again.
Pleasure.